Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alec, Sarah and Vivek with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a 40-year-old mechanic has been found in the Queensland outback after going missing for almost a week. The man was last seen Friday, February 13th, leaving Cloncurry on his way to Cairns. His employer, BDS Mechanical Repairs, reported him as missing on Monday after he failed to pick up parts for them and they were unable to make contact. Authorities spotted the mechanic's white Land Cruiser on its side, 55 kilometres northwest of Richmond. The man had rolled his car and set up camp nearby. He is uninjured, but is currently being assessed at Mount Isa Hospital.
And more large-scale music events are set to be held at Suncorp Stadium, with the number of concerts allowed at the venue per year set to increase by 75%. In 2024, the Labor government increased the annual quota from 6 to 12. Now, the Crisafulli government has further raised the quota to 21. Whilst concertgoers may find this news thrilling, the Brisbane Roar will be pushed from their home grounds more often as a result. Not only do music events push athletes out for the duration of the event, but for the setup and recovery period of the fields as well. Brisbane Roar has already had to make in-season schedule and venue changes. The Brisbane Roar has declined to comment on the quota change, but are negotiating a new venue hire agreement with Suncorp.
In national news, the Senate Select Committee on Information Integrity on Climate Change and Energy held 2 days of public hearings in Canberra this week. The committee is investigating how online bots and trolls, disinformation campaigns and tactics like astroturfing are delaying global action on climate change and renewable energy. It heard evidence from Meta, the parent company of Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, TikTok, Coal Australia, the Minerals Council, academics and various community groups. Australia's Human Rights Commissioner Lauren Finlay said algorithms that prioritise engagement over accuracy push extreme or sensational content to the top of public debate. Regarding the very modern problems with AI and social media algorithms, representatives from Meta told senators on Monday that Meta has removed hundreds of millions of bots from its social media platforms and it dismantles coordinated, inauthentic behaviour when it discovers it. In other national news, the ABC office in Adelaide could be redeveloped for apartments when staff move to the new building in the CBD, while South Australia's Premier Peter Milinauskas says the site will be a public broadcaster to move to, will also include affordable housing. Peter Milinauskas and the ABC's chair Kim Williams revealed on Tuesday night that the ABC would move to the site of Adelaide's old bus station in 2031, along with Country Arts SA, State Theatre Company South Australia, and State Opera South Australia. The ABC's managing director Hugh Mark told ABC Radio Adelaide that the current eight-story building on North East Road in Collinswood could be turned into housing similar to the 11-story The Watson Building in Walkerville. The public broadcaster and the South Australian government will partner with the urban development agency Renewal SA to progress plans for the new hub, which is subject to public works approval. Malinowskis said the ABC had brought land for its new building within the site, and the state government entities will be the tenants.
In international news, South Sudan has announced Steward Sorobo Boudia, a deceased man, to an election panel. An opposition of President Salva Kiir, Mr. Boudia, died 5 years ago. Now corrected by government officials, the error is another sign that the country has descended into chaos as President Kiir tries to handle his turbulent government and as the country heads into a new civil war. Critics accuse Kiir's government of incompetence and deem his authority weak.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 25.9 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.